Thanks, Kitchen Table Partner, for your generosity in supporting Open Line. Your gift every month keeps me answering listener Bible questions every week, and we appreciate it so much. Kill All the Jews is not just a chant that was once heard at universities in Nazi Germany, but the very shouts Jewish students hear at Columbia University, the Ivy League school in New York City. American Jewish students born in the United States are being verbally assaulted with calls to go back to Poland, where the Nazis murdered 3 million Jewish people during the Holocaust. Protesters are calling for 10,000 October 7ths, referring to the murderous rampage of Hamas that brutally killed 1,200 Israelis and took 240 Israelis hostage. The ostensible anti-Israel protests defending the genocidal terrorist group Hamas has unleashed an explosion of vicious anti-Jewish hate that has spread to university campuses across the United States. The anti-Semitic threats have turned the Columbia campus into a Judenrein zone, the Nazi word used for their determination to remove all Jews from Germany. Columbia administrators have directed Jewish students to stay in their dorms or go home and finish their classes with remote learning. And it's not just our American universities. Anti-Semitic assault and battery attacks are up 400% since October 7th. Hatred of the Jewish people has exploded around in the West, in cities like London and Paris. Jewish people feel as if it is Germany in 1938 all around the world. So what should followers of Jesus, those who love his word, think about this issue? Psalm 83 gives us some insight into anti-Semitism. The psalmist identifies hatred of the God of Israel as the true source of anti-Semitism. In Psalm 83, 2 and 3a, it says, "See how your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have acted arrogantly. They devise schemes against your people." It's because they hate the God who chose Israel, Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8, and called the Jewish people his firstborn, Exodus 4:22, that they conspire against Israel. They resent that God chose to give gifts and call a particular people to represent him and to accomplish his purposes. They're embittered that God has promised to love the Jewish people, Jeremiah 31:3, and protect them forever, Jeremiah 31:35-37. Psalm 83, 3b through 5, also recognizes genocidal anti-Semitism as an attempt to hurt the God who loves the Jewish people. "They conspire against your treasured ones," they say. "Come, let us wipe them out as a nation so that Israel's name will no longer be remembered. For they've conspired with one mind. They form an alliance against you." The word that describes the Jewish people as treasured ones is literally hidden ones. It refers to something that is so precious that it's hidden away to keep it safe. Every attempt to destroy the Jewish people, from Haman to Hitler to Hamas, is in reality an attempt to attack the Lord by hurting his loved ones. Just as in the book The Count of Monte Cristo, where the villain attempts to cause the Count to suffer terribly, not by killing him, but by shooting the woman he loves, so those who hate God want to hurt him by attacking the Jewish people whom he loves. The psalm also reveals the ultimate destiny of those who hate the Jewish people with its prayer in the last stanza, "Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like straw before the wind. As fire burns a forest, as a flame blazes through mountains, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Let them perish in disgrace. May they know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth." That's found in Psalm 83, verses 13 through 18. This prayer calls for God to bring destruction on those who hate his people. It will be fulfilled at the last battle, when the nations gather to destroy Israel once more, and the Messiah Jesus returns to deliver them. Last week, Jewish people around the world celebrated Passover. The Passover Haggadah, the ancient text read in Jewish homes at the Seder meal, declares, "For more than once have they risen against us to destroy us. In every generation they rise against us and seek our destruction. but the Holy One, blessed be He, always delivers us from their hands. He will always arise to the defense of His people. Will we be like those Gentiles in the book of Esther who allied themselves with the Jewish people, Esther 9:27, to fight anti-Semitism and celebrate its defeat? That's what the Holy One, blessed be He, would want of us. Once again, Kitchen Table Partner, your generosity means so much to me and everyone at Moody Radio. Thanks for your gifts every month, which keep Open Line ministering to God's people every week.